Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. A word of welcome also to all those following us through the television, the radio, or internet. We gather on this third Sunday of the Advent season. The readings remind us to rejoice, for God is near. He is coming to save us. We rejoice in coming out to meet the Lord by preparing ourselves, acknowledging our sins, and ask the Lord now for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Christ eleison. Christ eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray. O God, who see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's Nativity, enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation, and to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul, for he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice, like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels. As the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord.
My soul rejoices in my God. 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 My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. My soul rejoices in my God, my soul rejoices in my God. The Almighty has done great things for me. and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. My soul rejoices in my God. My soul rejoices in my God. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. My soul rejoices in my God. My soul rejoices in my
God. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophetic utterances. Test everything. Retain what is good. Refrain from every kind of evil. May the God of peace make you perfectly holy, and may you entirely, spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will accomplish it. The word of the Lord.
To me, he has sent me to bring good news to the poor. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? so we can give an answer to those who sent us. What do you have to say for yourself? He said, I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord, as Isaiah the prophet said. Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet? John answered them, I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie. This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today, the church celebrates the third Sunday of the Advent season. It's traditionally known as Gaudete Sunday. It means to rejoice or be happy, for God is close as at hand. He is coming to be with us. He is coming to save us. Thus, you see the rose candle is being lit. Also, the priest wearing rose color, although not my favorite color. I think it's kind of girly, but we wear it because it's part of the traditions of the church. As you know, this is a season where even the weather is kind of nice, it's kind of cool, it makes us kind of joyful, and when you go to the mall or supermarket, you will see many things that cause us to be joyful. First of all, you hear the music, the Christmas music, and then you see the glitters and the lights, and all these signs say sell, 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 and which, when we buy things, it's, some of us, it makes us happy when we buy things. And I think the consumerism, they know that. Also, if we happen to look on, read the newspaper or magazine or watching television or even on the internet, we see the merchants, they know, so they have all these beautiful things on sale, telling us we only have so many more days to purchase these beautiful gifts for our loved ones to show how much we appreciate them and how much we will bring them joy or happiness. These are all true, but at the same time, there are many others in our society, in our families, in our parish, that might not be so joyful or happy. Well, we have to do it again, look at the television, and we see all the headlines of wars, insurrections, of death, of destruction, and even our local city, at night when we watch the news, there's always those crime against humanity. Of course, in our own families, we have family members, even ourselves, experience the loss of properties, the loss of our friends or our family members. And so there's very little for them to rejoice because of all these things are happening surrounding us. And yet, all the readings today remind us to rejoice. The first reading, Prophet Isaiah was writing this letter to the people in exile. Although they now no longer have a land, a country of their own to live in, they no longer being ruled by their own king, but now ruled by a foreign king. And yet, they are reminded to rejoice, because their Savior is coming to save them. So rejoice. St. Paul in the first letter to Thessalonians is reminding us that we are to rejoice always. In all circumstances, rejoice. And of course, in the Gospel, St. John wrote the message of love to the people who were once Jewish and now they have converted to Christian, following Christ. They're being expelled from their own synagogues, from their own church, no longer have a place of worship, and yet they are also to rejoice because the Christ is coming to save them, to be with them. For many of us, happiness and joyfulness is very fleeting because we put our happiness or our joyfulness on properties, material things, or we base them on people that we base our happiness on, which is very human. But then if we do that, then our happiness and our joyfulness can be very short-lived. Take, for example, this past summer, Hurricane Harvey went through here and Rockport and the surrounding area. Many people are still without their homes. They live in trailer or they live in tents. They still don't have a place where we call a heart Christmas where they can celebrate. And so are they not joyful at Christmas? Or we have the fire in California where hundreds, if not thousands of people lost their homes. And if we put our happiness on the properties and materials, things that we have, then for sure we would not be joyful. Other people might put their happiness on other people, on friends, on family members. And although it's very human to do that, but at the same time we risk it as being very short-lived, because humans will fail us. That's why I often tell people, if I leave a parish, don't follow me. Stay where you are, because you find God where you are. Because if you follow me, one of these days I will disappoint you. And then where will your happiness be? Where will your God be? And so we should put our hope, our happiness, our joy on something greater, on somebody higher, namely God Himself. And if we do that, then our joy will be complete. Our happiness will be forever and enduring. Otherwise, it will be very short-lived. And those people, when they put their trust in God, doesn't mean that my life will be free and tranquil. It's not. The opposite sometimes might be true. The story of a priest whom one day he just disappeared. Bishop couldn't find him. Parishioners looked for him, but he's nowhere to be found. And even put out the AP call on missing person. For about a month he was gone. And then one day he just sat at the meeting of the monthly Catholic Daughters meeting. And as the lady saw him, they said, "Father, where have you been? We've been looking for you. What happened to you?" And the priest kind of smiled and he said, "Well, long story short, last month on my day off, I decided to go out of town. So I bought a train ticket to go out of town. And I was waiting at a train platform for my cart. And there's one beautiful, stunningly looking lady walked up with arm in arm with the policeman. And then she came up to me. She pointed at me and she said, 'It's him. He did it. I'm sure he did it.'" And the priest said, "I had no idea what I'd done. But I was so flattered, I pleaded guilty." Again, he was falsely accused, wrongly imprisoned for 30 days. But he was laughing, he was smiling, and could tell a joke about it. Or another person who was a archbishop of a very large diocese. And one day, the government moved in, stripped him of his titles, exiled him into a concentration camp where for 15 years he was imprisoned in a little box, concrete box, 3 feet by 3 feet. He got to see sunlight 1 hour a day. Most other people who were imprisoned with him alongside, they all died, could not take it. But he lived. Every day on his knees, although in tattered clothes, he would say Mass from memory. On the one hand, he has some cooked rice. The other hand, he got some altar wine that sneaked in, smuggled in for him by his own parishioners. And then for the water, one trough of tears, the teardrops. And he said Mass using his hands. For 15 years, he was singing in his own little cubicle. And all those who were stationed outside to watch him, the guards, Every 6 months they had to change out the guards because they were being converted, they were being changed into Catholicism, they were believing in God. So I wonder who was the prisoner and who was the free person. Rejoice, rejoice always in all circumstances. And we should be rejoicing, especially during this time of year when only a few more days and Christ will come to be with us. That's the first time to save us. But it doesn't mean that we wait idly. We are supposed to meet him halfway. We're supposed to prepare ourselves to meet him. If we don't, then when he comes, we will not be ready and we will miss him. So in the meantime, as we're waiting for Christ to come, we have to run out to meet him halfway. And we do that by attending Mass every week. Because here, this is where we encounter the Christ in the Eucharist, in the word proclaims, in the gathering of all the faithful, and especially in the Eucharist, where we partake in Jesus' body and blood, and it gives us that eternal joy. And this is the joy where we will endure into eternity. Go to confessions. The reason I say that is because it's very important at Christmas, when Christ comes to give us himself, and he expects nothing less than the gift of ourselves to him. If we give him anything less, that's not acceptable. So the only way we can give Christ of himself, of ourselves, is to go to confessions. Give the gift of ourselves to him. And it is there that we will also encounter the joy in our lives. Recall when we were younger, when we went to confessions. After confessions, like you walk on cloud nine, so happy, so free. That's what Christ would want of us. And the third thing we can do is to go beyond our families, the comfort of our own homes, to think of other people. Feed the homeless. We do that this coming Saturday at 6:30. Come and help us. And when we do that, it's not so much that we're feeding the less fortunate. It is Christ who's feeding us in return. We come home feeling very, very happy and joyful because we have done something good. We have fed the Christ within the needy people. And so as we gather here on this Sunday, amidst all these troubles, all these worries, all these obstacles in life that we experience, yet the spirit of the season calls us to rejoice. We ask the Lord to help us to prepare ourselves in order for that when he does come, he finds us watching and waiting and running out to meet him. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us man and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We rejoice because we know that God has already given us the greatest gift of all, Jesus, the Son of God. with confidence that our voices are heard, we come before God today to present our needs.
For the church, that in what we say and do, we may testify to the presence of Jesus in our lives and in the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are reminded of difficult events and emotions during this season of joy, that they may find comfort and peace in the reassurance of Jesus' love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are imprisoned or held captive, for those who are oppressed in whatever circumstance, that the word of God may bring hope, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For ourselves, that we may rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in all circumstances give thanks according to the will of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the protection and safety of those who protect and defend our nation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Pete Gonzalez, Minnie Gonzalez, Eloy Perez, Joe Cueva, and Romulo Lopez Jr., let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of goodness and generosity, we rejoice in your great love for us. Hear our prayers that we offer to you today and grant them according to your will. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Come desired of name.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. May the sacrifice of our worship, Lord, we pray, be offered to you unceasingly to complete what has begun in sacred mystery and powerfully accomplish for us your saving work through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation. That when he comes again in glory and majesty, and always at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy and to be glorified, O God, who love the human race and who always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son present in our midst when we are gathered by his love. And when as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask that you send forth your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." the mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again. And we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which you show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. And so, having called us to your table, Lord, confirm us in unity, so that together with Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, with all bishops, priests, and deacons, and your entire people, as we walk your ways with faith and hope, we may strive to bring joy and trust into the world. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection, give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever. There, in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the apostles and martyrs, and with all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you.
Angus Dei, qui tollis peccatam mundi, miserere nobis. Angus Dei, tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel.
Please remain seated for the following announcement. Volunteers are needed after the 12:30 Mass today to help us decorate the church for Christmas. As you know, that next week after the morning Mass is on for Sunday, the evening of Sunday will be Christmas Eve, so we won't have time to do that. So it will be a great saving gesture if you come out and help me after the 12:30 Mass today around 2 o'clock. It won't take long. It usually takes us 2 days. Now with all the people helping, maybe about an hour or two. We've done an hour yesterday already. And then also next Saturday at 6:30, if you would like to help us feed the homeless, join us 6:30 downstairs. We'll make the taquitos together. Then we'll take it to Mother Teresa's shelter to feed those who are less fortunate. And also the Mass is for Christmas liturgy as follows. The Sunday schedule for next week.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.